News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The intention behind the January 26 violence by protesting farmers in New Delhi was to do a digital strike and propagate a toolkit to malign the image of India, Delhi police said on Monday. Police were providing details of their investigation into the circulation of the toolkit shared by Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg on Twitter, with a tweet supporting the farmers' agitation. Police said Disha Ravi, a 21-year-old Bengaluru-based activist who was arrested on Sunday, Nikita Jacob, a Bombay High Court lawyer against whom the police has issued a warrant, Mohd Halliwal, a Canadian-born Sikh associated with the pro-Khalistan organization Poetic Justice Foundation, and Shantanu, an engineer who runs an NGO, attended a Zoom meeting organized by the PJF in which the course of action for January 26 was decided. Police further stated that the motive was to spread misinformation. During the meeting, the instance of a farmer's death during the Republic Day chaos was also discussed, and it was stated that he died due to bullet injuries. Police had earlier clarified that the farmer had died after his tractor crashed. Police said, on February 4, we came across a toolkit on social media. Initial investigation has revealed that it was formed by the PJF and the people associated with it. Whatever happened on January 26 was a copycat execution of the toolkit. Police further stated that Jacob's house in Mumbai was searched and several incriminating documents were recovered from it. Her electronic gadgets were also scanned. The email account provided in the toolkit document belongs to Shantanu. On January 11, Nikita and Shantanu attended a Zoom meeting organized by the PJF, in which the course of action for January 26 was decided. Separate teams were dispatched in Maharashtra and Bengaluru after police recovered information from Jacob's device. In Bengaluru, the team examined Disha Ravi and found out that she, Shantanu and Nikita had edited the toolkit. Disha had shared the toolkit with Greta Thunberg on Telegram and then deleted the WhatsApp group created to spread it. Due procedure was followed when Disha was arrested. She was arrested in the presence of her mother and the SHO, they said. Disha's Telegram account has also revealed that other social media accounts associated with the toolkit were also deleted. People with a large number of followers on social media were roped in to disseminate the toolkit, police said. Peter Frederick was responsible for planning the hashtags, which personalities to tag and how to propagate the contents of the toolkit, they said. Frederick has been on the radar of Indian security agencies since 2006, they added. Peter is an associate of B.S. Binder. Whether Disha and Nikita were in touch with Peter directly or not is subject to investigation, they said. The toolkit, police explained, was a dynamic document with hyperlinks to Google documents, a lot of which are pro-Khalistan. It was a private document but was accidentally leaked to the public. The document speaks for itself, they said. The Government of India on Monday announced that it is setting free the process of map making and generation of geospatial data, which will give private companies the freedom to handle that information without prior approval or any restrictions. Till now, mapping data was only handled by the Central Government Survey of India, but with the changes announced by the Department of Science and Technology, any Indian company can take part in the process and profit from it. According to the announcement, the data that was readily available globally and hence should not be restricted in India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the development said that liberalizing the acquisition and production of geospatial data is a massive step towards the country's vision for an Atmanirbhar Bharat. The reforms will unlock tremendous opportunities for our country's startups, private sector, public sector, and research institutions to drive innovations and build scalable solutions. This will also generate employment and accelerate economic growth, PM Modi said in a tweet. This change, according to reports, could potentially lead to private companies seeking map data to suit their specific purposes. The Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Harshvardhan, said that the move will help drive efficiencies in agriculture and emergency response capabilities while also facilitating rise of new age industries. While addressing media persons in the national capital, Dr. Vardhan said that the increased participation of the private sector will augment the growth of new technologies, platforms, and application of geospatial data, contributing to the country's progress. Actor Sandeep Nahar died on Monday evening in Mumbai after posting a video and a suicide note on Facebook in which he purportedly blamed his wife and also mentioned politics he faced in Bollywood, police said. Nahar, who was in his 30s and featured in films like Akshay Kumar's Kesari and Sushant Singh Rajput's starter MS Dhoni, was found unconscious at his flat in suburban Goregaon in the evening by his wife Kanchan and friends, who took him to SVR hospital, where he was declared dead on arrival, a police official said. The actor had posted a so-called suicide note on Facebook along with a 9-minute video. In the video in Hindi, the actor can be heard saying that he was frustrated with constant fights with his wife and was being harassed and blackmailed by her and also by his mother-in-law. I would have died by suicide a long time ago, but I chose to give myself the time and hope that things would get better. But they didn't. I now have nowhere to go. I don't know what awaits me after I take this step. But I've been through hell in this life. I've only one request. After I'm gone, please don't say anything to Kanchan, that is his wife. But do get her treated, he said. The police official said Nahar probably made this video around 3 hours before his death. The official said they are awaiting a post-mortem report to understand the cause of Nahar's death and how he died. In the suicide note purportedly written by Nahar, he mentioned about politics he faced in Bollywood, unprofessional functioning and the lack of emotions in people working in the industry. Further investigation is underway, the official added. Paul Grisham's wallet was missing for so long at the bottom of the world, he forgot all about it. 53 years later, the 91-year-old San Diego man has the billfold back along with mementos of his 13-month assignment as a Navy meteorologist on Antarctica in the 1960s. I was just blown away, Grisham told the San Diego Union-Tribune after the wallet was returned on Saturday. There was a long series of people involved who tracked me down and ran me to ground. The wallet contained his Navy ID card, driver license, a pocket reference card on what to do during atomic, biological and chemical attack, a beer ration punch card, a tax withholding statement, and receipts for money orders sent to his wife. Grisham, who was raised in Douglas, Arizona, enlisted in the U.S. Navy in 1948. He became a weather technician and then a weather forecaster. He was assigned to Antarctica as part of Operation Deep Freeze, which supported civilian scientists, and shipped out to the frozen continent in October 1967. At the time, he was in his 30s and married with 2 toddlers. I went down there kicking and screaming, he told the Union Tribune. At some point while down on the ice, Grisham lost the wallet, something he later forgot about. It was found behind a locker in 2014 during demolition of a building at McMurdo Station on Antarctica's Ross Island. But finding its owner took emails, Facebook messages and letters exchanged among a group of amateur sleuths. Stephen DeCato and his daughter Sarah Lindbergh, both of New Hampshire, and Bruce McKay of Indiana Spirit of 45 Nonprofit Foundation had previously worked to return a Navy Service ID bracelet to its owner. DeCato spotted the bracelet in a shop and bought it. His daughter then located McKay's Veterans Tribute Organization and his online notice about it led to the original owner. DeCato had worked for an agency that does research in Antarctica. His former boss, George Blaisdell, heard about the bracelet episode and decided to send Decato two wallets that were found during the McMurdo demolition. Lindbergh again contacted McKee, who in turn contacted Gary Cox of the Naval Weather Service Association, a group that includes Grisham. The second wallet was returned to the family of a man who died in 2016. Grisham told the Union Tribune, "It is hard to grasp the vastness and remoteness of Antarctica. A luxury was a daily after-work martini, and once a week he contacted his wife, Wilma, by voice relay through shortwave radio operators." Grisham retired from the Navy in 1977 and lived in Monterey, California, where Wilma died in 2000. He married again to Carol Salazar of San Diego in 2003. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.